Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Ascended Masters of Light Session 15 of Level 1. Of course, it's October the 9th, 2022. Here's Joan. Say hello, Joan.
Hello.
Here's Milena. Say hello.
Hello.
And that's the group. Yep. Now, to start off, we've got several announcements. Number one, this is the last teaching session of 2022. For those of you who will not be attending the conference or moving forward with us, please note that we will begin removing your names from the email list and from the Facebook page once registration is closed. Your access to the private pages will always be available to you at the membership level that you participated in. We highly suggest that you download all material that you wish to keep on your computer. Save them in a folder so that you have access to them when you need to refer to them. As you know, technology sometimes fails. We have taken great steps to preserve these teachings in various modalities. So if one fails, we do have other options. Again, we thank you for all of you for your participation this past year, and we wish you all the best on your journey. Number two, registration for the 2022 Light Conference closes on October the 15th. So you still have a week or so to register, and we'd love to have you do that. Our pre-conference call has been changed to Sunday, October the 30th at 1 p.m. If you're not able to be on a live call, be sure to listen to the entire session. This session will begin setting the energies for the three-day conference. We will also guide you in how to prepare yourself for this conference. Now, today's session's itinerary is as follows. We will have a brief review of Elmore's valuable energetic teachings. Milena will then lead us into our cosmic crucible and session opening. Next, Joan will bring in the collective consciousness of our old friend, Master Kathumi, who will talk about the upgraded version of the fifth element, as well as our merged higher mind. He will close this teaching session with an energetic process. So, now let's begin with a short review of our past energetic potent teaching from the collective consciousness of our ascended master, Elmoria. He said that the energetics of this session are four holographic parts that are configured in a quadratic configuration. Now, the intent of these holographs in this session is, number one, to change the focus from a third dimensional purpose of will and power, to eliminate focus on linear beliefs and perceptions, to begin the energetic activations of the epikinetic and ekabodies. And for the last part of the holograph is aligning our higher mind more fully with the massive creative mind of Prime Creator. The collective consciousness of Elmoria said for us to remember that we are spirit that was created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. He reminded us that the meaning of will and power of the first ray ascension is not will or power over others. And he said that we are now in the beginning stages of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness, and that we now realize that will and power over others does not represent who we are as a being of light. Under Elmore's guidance, we begin to alter the linear concepts and energies of will and power in the upgraded third triad. By spinning that triad in a more refined velocity, this brought about a different state of consciousness. The spinning of the third triad enables us to receive a direct alignment with the creative mind of Source as it pertains to form. When this alignment is completely merged, a state of higher mind is created within the soul experience. The collective consciousness of Elmore's stream of consciousness said that when our soul bodies embodies in denser dimensional frequencies, there is an absence of higher mind connection, and we take on the energetics of the paradigm that represents the denser dimensions that we have embodied in. He also said that our consciousness gradually awakens. We are able to draw more from our soul star energetic vortex, and we begin to know about our prime directives. We begin to draw the awareness, concepts, and energetics of our original creative purpose. This is where we begin to create sovereignty in matter, not power over matter. We will begin to achieve a state of consciousness where our higher mind becomes a dominant force, and as it is fully aligned with massive mind of prime creator's creative force. He also said that we will begin to use the power of our spirit that flows through our soul and our communication, our body. When we give up the idea of the linear system, we can follow into the higher version of ourselves through our higher mind in the presence of our soul spirit. He said that through the energetic teachings that we have received from the Council of 12, we are now able to create a higher velocity of light energy through the upgrades of that third triad. We receive this refined spin of light through our crown chakra, moved it through the Creator's higher mind, merging it with our higher mind, and brought it through our soul star. We then moved it down the center channel to our body, where it will be received into our sacred heart in the first triad. Master Elmore had told us to start creating an influence of our higher mind to create a velocity of light that is required to move our electrical magnetic body into another energetic sequence. Our epikinetic body then can have free movement between dimensions and states of consciousness. The body then has a form of our higher mind that can transmit between dimensions. He said we must first acquire a better understanding of the fifth element that is required in any creative venture that a soul spirit creates in fifth dimensions and above. It is a dominant force of creation that is created with an intention and also manifested in form. He advises us to take time daily to work with a third triad to create a state of well-being, but most importantly, to manifest the state of higher mind to take precedence over the lower mind. He said that this cannot happen until the epikinetic body can be used at the speed of light energetics that are required to move beyond the dimensions. The body that we use at this time is a third and fourth dimensional body, and as a result, it has limitations. We are quickly changing that through our creative awakening. Now we have moved beyond the third dimensional limitations enough that we are now making a dramatic shift. Elmore advised us to pay attention to where we are and notice what our current belief is and what dimension we are presently in. He said that we already have achieved this frequency of light with the unlocking of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. So we must focus on this dimension when we create with our higher mind in the second triad. This will enable us to move on to a third and fourth dimension into a different sequence of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension, where some of the effects of third dimensional failing body is felt, and we are now moving into a different sequence where those efforts do not exist. When we pay attention to our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, We will stop and change whatever part of this faulty equation is limiting us. But we have to pay attention to what that limit is. When we make the correction and consistently move back into the refined dimensional sequence that we have created, when we stop and correct the influence of the third dimension, we begin to create sovereignty in matter. He reminded us that this is a slow process, and it will take trial and error as we assess various levels of this holograph over the next 2.5 years of our time. We will bring about dramatic change that we couldn't have dreamed of previously. So, now take a deep breath and just talking about the concepts and energetics of our last session brings them into the present moment. This will set the stage for this entire session. With that, let's turn our session over to Milena, who will take us into our crucible. Here's Milena.
Thank you, John. Okay. So everyone, take a few breaths. And in your Merkaba, journey to our beautiful light temple vortex. And make your way to the steps. As you ascend each step and enter our light temple and take your seat, reflect on all that you have received over these past years. Consider all the many beings of light that you have encountered during these years that you now have a direct relationship with. Be in appreciation. Today is the final teaching session of 2022. Take a moment to remember where your consciousness was when we began in January of this year. Doesn't it feel like we have moved through numerous light years since then? Be pleased with yourself for the tremendous transformation that has occurred for you individually and for our entire collective. In today's session, we are honored that the beautiful being Master Kuthumi is returning. He has requested that we open with his prayer, and that you receive it and the upgraded energetics from your higher state of consciousness and from your higher mind. When this prayer is presented in any type of public gathering, due to strict trademarks, we cannot change the published version. However, in your private space, you can alter it. And I'm sure many of us already do that so that it has resonance for us. So let us prepare. Be aware of yourself in our beautiful, magnificent temple of light. Take a breath. Place your attention in your sacred heart. And open to your I Am presence. Masa Kithumi has requested, in order to set your state of consciousness and the energetic pathways required to receive what is and will be communicated to you today, that we begin with this energetic statement before we enter the prayer. I am light. I am the light of the Creator, created in the image and similitude of my Creator. I am a creator that creates form within form. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, 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 flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. So let us please welcome Master Kithumi.
It is I, Master Kithumi. I present myself to you today as the Kohan of the Second Ascension Ray. I am a stream of collective consciousness that is part of the 12 streams of consciousness of the Council of 12. Many humans have great difficulty comprehending this statement without relying on the individual expression of me as Master Kithumi. I will organize the stream of energies into your field at this time so that the massiveness of the consciousness of the second ray can be better known. These step-down energies enable you to receive this teaching easily. We will not be compressing the teachings like this when you enter your second year with us. By then, we, as the Council of 12, anticipate that you as a group will have integrated into your energy field the energetic principles that were given to you in this last year. If you can do this, you will have attained a different state of consciousness. You will then be able to learn the concepts and integrate the energetic magnitude of them as we present them to you. This is where you must follow us into this vast collective energy from where each of you emanated eons and eons ago. When your spirit was created as an individual creator. After the fall of consciousness, you could not come into the immensity of the image and similitude of Prime Creator. You could not understand nor grasp that you were created in the image and similitude of Source because you could only relate to your human body with all of its frailties. This is beginning to change as you proceed with these energetic teachings. The magnitude of who you are will not be fully comprehended and integrated for some time. By the end of this series of teachings, you will have more than just the basics. You will have a collective consciousness at your disposal in a different arena for your soul spirit to fully embrace the completeness of who you are as an individual creator in form. This session will be an adjunct to Master El Morya's presentation of the quadratic energetics that were configured in a massive hologram. This teaching will carry the same energetic impact. However, the concepts presented will be about what is needed in the beginning stages of your awareness of self as the individual creator in a human form. We will present the teachings and the energetics of the fifth element of love in an elementary way so that you can have an uncomplicated understanding of this immense element. You have already have a basic awareness of this element, and you know that it has nothing to do with emotions of love or feelings of love for another. It is actually an enormous power of creative energy. It is more creative than the physical elements of fire, water, air, and earth energies. You also know the massive effects of the element because of what is transpiring in your world now. These present elements are designed to clear the earth in certain areas, as well as to change the human consciousness of those who reside in those areas. The creative energies required to rebuild these areas will be presented in a different state of consciousness. Those who actually pay attention will see that their reaction from the way that they would previously respond to such events cannot be used. There is a knowing that they are not a victim and that they have a creative pathway that is open to them. Take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment. Now, let us talk about the second ascension ray. The second ray of love and wisdom. This powerful creative energy of Prime Creator is now available to you in the image and similitude from whence it came. It is presented to you as an individual creator in this exact form. This is very hard for the human brain to process with any accuracy. You must step out of the language term of the element of love and begin to use the unlimited creative force within the creative mind of Source. This energetic stepped down through the second ray of creation in ways that it can be used by individual humans when their state of consciousness has been prepared to receive it. The human body must be firmly seated in fifth dimension. You must also have use of your epikinetic and eka bodies to travel with ease through fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional states of consciousness. Let me repeat that. This is a very important concept that you need to really get in your consciousness. Step out of that element and language term, the language term of the element of love, and begin to use the unlimited creative force held within the creative mind of Source. This is a lot for you to comprehend. This energetic is stepped down through the second ray of creation in ways that it can be used by the individual human when their state of consciousness has been prepared to receive it. The human body must be firmly seated in the fifth dimension. You must also have use of your epikinetic and your eka bodies to travel with ease through the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness. You will then be able to create accurately with a step-down version of your enormous creative force that is held within you. Take a deep breath and take this in to your consciousness, your conscious awareness. From this time forward, we will cease to call the fifth element the element of love. We will call it the mass of creative consciousness of Source. You cannot equate the fifth element with any other physical element. It is not a physical element. It's a state of consciousness. This will help you tremendously because you have always related the fifth element with an emotion or feeling that is present. In this session, we are asking you to receive it through the third triad, process it through your higher mind, where it is received in the eighth chakra through the creative mind of Source and stepped down and positioned in your higher mind. Open yourself to this process of receiving the step-down version of the creative mind of Source that relates to creating in matter. You cannot use the entire unlimited creative consciousness of Source, but you can draw from it in certain frequencies of creative energetic streams of consciousness that can be used in the creative process of manifesting form within form in perfection. These streams of energetics apply to your intention for specific creations that you will be manifesting through the second triad. You will also be drawing streams of energetics of the 11th chakra that is in the fourth triad. This energetic has an electrical charge that is monitored through the Deca Delta system, so it is used precisely and accurately in the way that is needed to exemplify the Christed mind of Source. At this present time, when you create with your higher mind that is merged with the higher mind of Source, the appropriate streams of consciousness that emanate from the fifth element are then added to your intention. You are unable to fully comprehend the creative consciousness of Prime Creator, but you can draw from it and use it. More understanding of this creative force that you were created in as the image and similitude of this immense force will come after the second year's teachings. As you apply these vast energetics to your creations, you will become more familiar with how these creative energies contribute to your creations and perfected manifestations. Let me now give you some added information about the first iterations of the fifth element The fifth element, when it was first received by humans, became known as the element of love because it had a purpose in the third and fourth dimensional state of consciousness. The purpose of calling the element of love stimulated an awareness in your heart chakra and also in your sacred heart center. You had to feel the holy presence of Source. You had to feel gratitude for the love that is within the fourth chakra as it relates to a human as a soul spirit. The open heart chakra was a primary foundational concept because an understanding has to be present before you can move into the image and similitude of the creative force of Source's prime element of creation. You must have a state of consciousness that tells you that you are a valued individual creator in form and that you were created in that image. Prime Creator does not create anything that is unlike itself in any way. The fifth element is the only element that Prime Creator needs or uses. It's only the human iteration that needs further examples through earthly elements such as air, water, fire, and earth energies, so that the human can create form within form. In order for you to begin to use the fifth element of creation, your higher mind must function in the fifth dimensional state of consciousness, merged with the massive creative mind of Source. You've already merged your higher mind with the creative mind of Source a while ago, so know that that is done. All that you have to do now is place your attention on your higher mind as it was merged with Prime Creator's mind. Next, move your higher mind into your soul star's massive vortex of creative energetics that emanate from your spirit as it was created as an individual creator in form. That energetic communication is directed from your spirit at appropriate times and increments to your soul that was manifested to experience the creative principles in form. This information is then transmitted through the center channel of your body and anchored in the first triad, which is already spinning at the refined velocity which you created in the last two sessions. This rotation is a magnificent rotation of energies that envelop your entire unified field in ways that have a significant impact on your consciousness. As this communication is received by your soul and it's anchored in your sacred heart center of the first triad, it's drawn into the second triad and used to benefit the escalation of the makeup of the human body, bringing it into a fifth dimensional body. This creative action helps your light body to take on a more refined frequency of light and knowledge that is made usable as we proceed in these teachings. This state of consciousness alone brings wisdom with it into your awareness. There is a wisdom drawn from your spirit as it communicates through your soul. The soul communicates to you in your present state of body. There is a wisdom that is contained within you now, that is within your sacred heart center. And it is also within the magenta flame that burns brightly. This eternal flame is also merged within your pineal center. This center is you as spirit, as the individual creator that has wisdom and seeing in ways that you had not considered. The image is set in your third eye, which is the reflection of the all-seeing eye and all-knowing eye of Prime Creator. The two magenta eternal flames bring the wisdom and consciousness out of the Sacred Heart Center and merges it in the pineal. Your sacred third eye is used for processing concepts and states of consciousness through the brain and manifesting them in form. This is a lot that I have just said to you here again. It is a massive energetic stream of consciousness. So let me repeat this. Take a deep breath. Very present in this moment with me. The two magenta eternal flames bring the wisdom and consciousness out of the Sacred Heart Center and merges it in the pineal. Your sacred third eye is used for processing concepts and states of consciousness through the brain and manifesting them within form. You must practice, practice, and practice so you become familiar with these streams of consciousness and terminology. Take a deep breath. Breathe in light, filling your entire being. Let us now practice together the process that I have just described to you. Another deep breath. Now, as you are very centered in your body, in this moment, be aware of your higher mind that is present within the complexity of your energetic makeup. Draw your attention to the third triad that is spinning in a refined velocity of creative light. The crown chakra is open and spinning. The eighth chakra that holds streams of consciousness of the higher mind of source spins and spins in a refined velocity, as does the soul star contains your soul spirit. Take a deep breath. Now notice how these magnificent rotations of energies envelop your entire unified field in ways that have a significant impact on your consciousness. Move your higher mind that is already merged with the stream of consciousness of the creative mind of Prime Creator into your soul star, where it receives communication and wisdom of your spirit. Transmit these creative energetics down the center channel of your body, where they are anchored into your sacred heart center of the first triad, which is also spinning in refined rotations. Draw your higher merged mind from your sacred heart center and place it in the spinning second triad. Create an intention to alter the present third dimensional physical body into a fifth dimensional physical state. Draw a stream of undifferentiated light from the 11th chakra and differentiate it so that it is fully representative of your creative intention. Bring in the consciousness of your light body. Add the fifth creative element, as well as the necessary physical elements that you might need. Be aware of the magenta eternal flame that burns radiantly in your sacred heart center and also in your pineal center. Notice how the creative energies of these two flames are merged and functioning to assist you in creating with perfection. Notice how the seed crystals in this center of your head are now radiating in a refined light that you had not noticed. Notice that there is a current of sound that is vibrating in this center, in this creative center. This creative action assists your light body to function with refined creative energetics and knowledge that will be usable as we proceed in these teachings. Take a deep breath. Repeat this creative process often to assist your dense physicality to transform into a fifth dimensional refined state of being, holding a state of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional consciousness. This creative process is an extremely important creation that you can manifest before the end of 2023 if you will do this practice daily. It is short and will not take a great deal of your time. We suggest it is best done before you go into the sleep state. And it should be followed by this declaration. I am light. I am the light of the Creator, created in the image and similitude of my Creator. I am a creator that creates form within form. Sit with us in this magnificent crucible and embody this entire process into your physical body itself. Stay within this vast crucible of yours, embodying all of these energetics, supported fully within your crucible. Sit for a while longer. In this crucible, where you are fully supported in your creation. We will close this teaching. Stay as long as you wish within this crucible and receive all that we have just transmitted to you. Blessings.